Governor Roosevelt, gentlemen of the legislature, and my fellow American citizens, I am grateful for the courtesy and the generosity of the reception which I have received at all hands from the people of Puerto Rico. And it is indeed a great pleasure for me to be here and to have this opportunity to meet with you personally. Ever since I became President of the United States, I have wished to visit this part of the Union and to have an opportunity of that fuller acquaintance with your problems which can come only from personal contact. More than a decade ago, as Food Administrator, during the troublous times of the war, I came to know the Puerto Ricans, to become acquainted with their abilities, and above all to realize their splendid devotion to our country in time of national danger. Puerto Rico is indeed a magnificent example of what a capable and intelligent people may accomplish under its own free institutions. You have indeed shown courage and initiative under these impulses of freedom and of liberty. You are today temporarily suffering not alone from the aftermath of the devastating hurricane of 1928, when a tenth of all of the property of the island and a much larger percentage of the tools of livelihood were destroyed, but you are involved with all of us in the worldwide business depression. I have been particularly impressed with the splendid efforts that you are making in the education and health and care of children. They are the responsibility of every man and woman of the community, for in them lies the whole of our future. The achievements of your past should be your own assurance. You have shown a magnificent courage and ability in cooperation of building new institutions of government and in the reconstruction from disaster. That courage and that spirit of cooperation will bring to you the blessings of prosperity, for you are endeavoring, as all of our people are endeavoring, to build a system where men may have an opportunity of livelihood, where insecurity is no longer a specter in the home of those who have the will to work, and where upon the soil of this prosperity you shall find richer fruits of culture and wider opportunities of mind and spirit. These possibilities are before the people of Puerto Rico. Your fellow citizens on the mainland will cooperate with you to that end. I thank you.